Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Gator, you are hanging on. You have still have your firm grip on the Tigers club. Yeah. Are you hanging on for that one last run? You think they have one last run in them?
I think they have one left in them, but they got to get Riley Green healthy real soon. Because I'm not sure they can do that without him. Dylan Dingler had a nice at bat last night. It was like a 10 pitch at bat and ended up with a single out of it.
The bloop single.
I'll take it. Yeah. You know, but the fact that he saw 10 pitches was good. I mean, if those two guys aren't going to be what they were, then they have no shot. I'm just watching for the young kids, and I'm not watching with any kind of hope that they're going to win the game. I'm just rooting for development, period. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I was a little confused. They signed a pitcher off of waivers, I think, pitched with Atlanta, maybe. They had gotten yesterday.
And Kinsley?
Yeah. Kinsley's the guy's name. So they got Ty Kinsley, and then they sent Ty Madden down. And if you look at their numbers, Madden has better numbers on the season than Kinsley does by a decent amount. But Kinsley's been better lately. Madden's struggled a little bit lately. Mm-hmm. So if that's their reasoning, okay, I guess. But at some point, and it's clear it's not right now for this team, you'll see a move by management where they're like, okay, maybe we're just going to make this move and go all youth and see what we have. But they're clearly not ready to do it just yet. They're 4.5 back in the wild card.
No, I wouldn't be if I were them either.
Yeah,
I
mean, no,
I think fans can't. It's still checked out. Yeah, but
it's still August. You know, you'll get an extra couple call-ups in September, and we'll see what happens there. But I think this week is going to shake out just the way everybody thought it would going into it. Not good. Taking on maybe the two teams that are going to face off in the World Series with Tampa and the Dodgers. My only hope is that there's some sort of epiphany that comes with this team on Friday, and don't let Scooble clown on you. I don't want to see that. That would be really disappointing and kind of devastating.
Like 7 innings of one hit baseball.
Yeah. No, I don't want to see that. It'd be nice if they can get some runs off of Scooble and hopefully win a game, but I think that these last 5 games this week, this could be rough.
All right, let's get to Are You Gonna Eat That?
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Scott Anderson, here we go. We find new menu items and old goodies that come back, and you never know when somebody drops off something for us to taste test live on the air.
Oh boy.
But we will start with the fact that today there is big news. Scott, today, very big news.
Am I going to have to download a new app?
Perhaps, if you have not gotten the Starbucks latte yet. Pumpkin spice lattes are back, my friend, as of today. The popular seasonal beverage, story from USA Today, has become an annual rite of late summer since Starbucks introduced the beverage in 2003. PSL is made with real pumpkin flavor, pumpkin-related spices, including cinnamon, nutmeg, and clove, Starbucks signature espresso, and steamed milk. The drink is topped with whipped cream and pumpkin pie spices and is available hot, ice, or blended. Scott, the pumpkin spice latte is back. Are you going to drink that?
So I want to make sure it's back with real pumpkin flavor. Not real pumpkin, but real pumpkin flavor.
Real pumpkin flavor, yes.
What's the difference?
Well, one uses real pumpkin. You do some sort of puree to get your flavor out. Yeah. And the other one just uses spices. I don't care. Either way, I ain't doing it.
No.
I don't latte. I do not latte. I don't coffee.
You're not basic, huh?
I don't latte.
You don't. Yeah, me neither, man. I am I'm out as well. I don't
subscribe. I'm sure it tastes great.
Yeah, I'm sure. I wouldn't know, but I agree with you. I'm sure it tastes fine. I'm not a huge pumpkin spice person anyways. I'm not a Starbucks person really anyways. Not that I haven't had either, but I'm not one that needs to. Like, I know this is like people circle this date, I think, Doug, right? I mean, this is like,
yes,
set your alarm.
I mean, yes. I love pumpkin spice. I do. Nutmeg and cinnamon, and I love all that. But I just don't drink coffee, so this is wasted on me.
I'm in.
Here we go.
I love the pumpkin spice latte. I'm so in. And yes, not today, but at some point very soon. Gator, if the pumpkin spice latte does not appeal, they now have a pumpkin cream shake and espresso, a pumpkin spice chai, an ice pumpkin cream matcha, if that interests you.
There's also pumpkin spice
merchandise. If you want some merch, do you want your PSL glass?
I don't want any merch.
No? Okay, just making sure.
No, the only time I end up going to Starbucks is when we've been in Lakeland.
Right. That's true.
Because it's right there.
It's right there.
It's our stop. We'll go get some breakfast sandwich or some iced lemon loaf, a lovely iced lemon loaf.
It's either that or TSC.
Yeah.
One or the other. Yeah, you're right. All right. Lay's as a new potato chip.
Okay. They're
introducing the Lay's barbecue brisket flavor. Delivers a smoked meat flavor it promises. The potato chips made with similar ingredients to the classic brisket, including tomato powder, brown sugar, vinegar, onion, and garlic, plus beef fat for extra meaty flavor. However, that does not mean these Lay's barbecue chips are not vegetarian or vegan friendly. Gator, the Lay's beef brisket potato chip. Are you going to eat that?
Yeah. Sounds delicious. I don't necessarily love brisket, but it's because of the fat that comes with it. It gets too chewy for me, but the flavor I love.
I don't think this is not real brisket, though. It's just brisket flavoring.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, because Doug said it's like vegan friendly. So because of that, I'm out, man. Give me the real meat, dude. I don't, enough of this fake meat crap that.
It's a potato chip.
Yeah, I know, but they're trying to tell me it tastes, it's brisket.
It's just a seasoning you put on a brisket, that's all. Oh.
I think the seasoning would give me some weird sense reaction to that.
I think you have to try it.
I'm intrigued to try it, but I think I will instinctively gag, even though it won't.
Because you can say that you love the smell of smoked meat.
I love the smell of somebody smoking ribs.
That's just smoked meat.
Ribs, yes. Brisket, not
but
as much.
But this is like the fake Whopper you eat.
That's true. And that fools me every once in a while. Like, did they put a real Whopper in here? The Impossible Whopper? I guess I'd try it. I need to see Doug try it. Chick-fil-A's fall menu, they've come out with the chicken and waffle sandwich featuring the signature Chick-fil-A filet between two maple-flavored waffles complemented with three strips of applewood smoked bacon and a honey butter spread served warm with a side of classic syrup. Customers can customize the sandwich with a preferred filet option, original, crispy, or grilled. Gator, the Chick-fil-A chicken and waffle sandwich. Are you going to eat that?
Yeah, I'll eat the hell out of that. That sounds good. I get to control the syrup, so the syrup's not already on it, so you're getting all messy. I can just dip it how I like.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, this sounds really good. This is a great breakfast item.
Oh, it looks fantastic for breakfast.
Yeah, with or without, you can always remove the, you can customize it so you don't have to have the bacon on it. I'd probably try it the first time with bacon just to see the whole sandwich thing, because bacon belongs on a breakfast sandwich. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, thank you, Gator, finally. All right, yeah, bacon, you got to leave it on there if you ask me. The honey butter spread sounds delicious.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And then, like you said, the dipping. That way, yeah, I wouldn't pour the syrup all over. I would just use it as a dip, a little in a ramekin and kind of dip as I go.
I think Doug?
Doug?
So, obviously no bacon and the grilled filet, but
I love the regular Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Here's the thing about it. Is I always say the same thing. I do not want desserts for breakfast. If the honey butter spread is light and dipping maybe a little bit of syrup, but I prefer like today I had a great sausage breakfast, chicken sausage. It was outstanding. That's what I like for breakfast. I do not like, I'll have eggs.
But when you get a Chick-fil-A
avocado
sandwich,
toast, but
do you always get grilled Chick-fil-A sandwich? Or just about always, yes. Oh, really?
Yeah. So. I think I'd probably try this. It sounds like a lot. But I think I'd probably try.
All right.
All right. When Doug's done customizing it, it's just a piece of grilled chicken breast.
Yeah.
On a dry waffle.
Next up, Cheez-It has launched a limited-time food court stall in a Southern California mall. Here are some of the options. The Cheesy Bun. The Cheesy Bun is a warm cinnamon roll swirled with Cheez-It extra cheesy seasoned cream cheese frosting and then finished with a shortbread crumble, salted caramel crunch, and topped with a crunchy Cheez-It cracker. There is the Cheez-It Dog, inspired by the viral Korean corn dog. This creative feature, this creation features a premium Wagyu hot dog coated in crispy panko and Cheez-It cracker crust, topped with mustard and ketchup, a pickle, Cheez-It extra cheesy crackers, and a dusting of Cheez-It seasoning. Are you interested in the Cheez-It cinnamon bun or the Cheez-It dog?
I'm going to start with the bun. I'm going to say I'm pissed at the bun because I love cinnamon buns. Love a cinnamon roll. They're fantastic. And the cream cheese frosting is how it belongs. Not combining savory and sweet. I don't do that. I can't have that. I'm not going to do it.
So you're a no.
No. Kang? Cheese flavor has nothing to do with cinnamon.
Yeah, I don't know how. I agree. I don't know what it has to do with cinnamon. It's a little weird. Do you like bread though, like you do? Mm. Right? But that being said, I will pass on this. This seems weird.
Yeah, I'm clearly passing on this. What about the Cheez-It dog?
Yeah, I'll try the hell out of
it. Yeah, I mean Korean corn dogs, if you've never had one before, they're like this. They're full of, you know, a bunch of, it's not just the coating of the cornmeal or whatever, it's all the stuff on top of it. And I think this is worth trying for sure.
Okay, so that's a no for me. And that brings us to our final item from Officer Matt. He brought in another one of these Oreo flavors, limited edition. These are the cinnamon roll Oreo cookies.
Those are probably
cinnamon
terrible.
Cinnamon roll Oreo cookies. I've left a couple behind the glass for Paul and Kang to try. Hold on, take one.
Gator tried to grab the whole thing.
Yeah, he did try and grab the whole thing. just take a couple. Just take a cookie. Good God. Did you see that?
Yes.
I was going to grab it.
I might want to move it
and hand it back.
I've never kept any of these.
Whoa. It was like an alligator, a real alligator. He's trying to get his hand.
Go ahead and try it, Gator. What do you think of the Oreo?
Smells like cinnamon.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And?
Oh, hell yeah.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
Kang, have you tried it?
It's good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's good. All right. It's better than the apple one. Maybe because I like cinnamon.
I think it's on par. Yeah, I love cinnamon.
Huh. Okay, even I like this one.
Wow, Doug. Wow. He likes it, Mikey. He likes it.
Put this in a blizzard.
Wow.
Look out.
What about you, Paul? Paul, you like that? Paul gives a thumbs up.
Yeah, he doesn't eat anything ever either, man.
Oh. I like it so much, I'm going to have a second.
Oh. Gator. You're not getting it back.
There it is. Another addition. So we all like the cinnamon bun.
Oh, yeah. That was delicious.
It tastes just like it's described.
Thanks, Officer Matt.
Another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That?
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Dianaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.